One evening in the fall of 2012, I met Rima on a breeze-filled balcony in Amman, Jordan. Rima was a television screenwriter in Syria before 2011, when she became active in the movement against the authoritarian regime of Bashar al-Assad, and then a spokesperson for the network of local committees coordinating protests throughout the country. She was arrested for a few days and went back to work, but regime intelligence agents followed her with threats of ever more frightening punishment. She fled to Jordan, where a friend introduced us. Rima spoke with a delicate voice that belied the boldness of the risks she had undertaken, but not the heavy grief she shouldered for fallen friends and a homeland whose bleeding would not end. Her commitment to what she cherished as a revolution was unshaken. "Syrians defeated the regime the moment they went into the streets," she told me. "We will not allow anyone to steal our dreams again." In the nearly 5 years that have passed since that conversation overlooking the hills of the Jordanian capital, I have come to know hundreds of Syrian men, women, and children. They have included housewives and rebel fighters, hair-gelled teenagers and businessmen in well-pressed shirts, die-hard activists, and ordinary families caught in the crossfire. Most opposed Assad rule, as do the majority of Syrian refugees as of this writing. While the drivers of forced migration have evolved over time, the majority of those who fled during the first years of the conflict were escaping aerial bombardment and other mortal punishments levied by the regime against individuals and areas challenging its rule. This book focuses on that slice of the Syrian population. The people with whom I spoke do not represent all of Syria's complex religious political landscape, and in particular those who support Assad. Nevertheless, they are a population that meets with too few opportunities to represent itself. Politicians and commentators throughout the world talk about Syrians as victims to be pitied, bodies to be sheltered, radicals to be denounced, or threats to be feared and blocked. In the whirlwind of words spoken about Syrians as a global problem, it can be difficult to find chances to listen to actual Syrians as human beings. This book offers such a chance. My drive to record Syrians' voices took shape as I watched the 2011 Arab Spring unfold on my computer screen at Northwestern University, where I am a professor of political science specializing in the Middle East. Having dedicated more than 20 years to researching and living throughout the region, I was captivated by the joyous street protests, defiant chants, and inspiring shows of solidarity that shook country after country. Like other observers, I doubted that the revolutionary wave would reach Syria. Compared to other Arab authoritarian regimes that saw mass demonstrations, Syria's single-party police state was more repressive, its military more infused with the regime, and civil society more severely curtailed. Bashar al-Assad's regime enjoyed assets such as a domestically popular foreign policy, the legacy of an extensive welfare state, and generally high regard for a youthful president. Whereas countries such as Tunisia and Egypt were largely homogeneous societies that saw most of their members alienated from the government, Syria was a diverse mosaic in which many citizens from religious minority backgrounds supported the president, who himself comes from the minority Alawite sect. Nevertheless, Syrians went out on the streets. Defying threat of injury, imprisonment, or death, dozens and then hundreds and soon hundreds of thousands of Syrians dared to protest. Or, as Rima explained it to me, they dared to dream. The more closely I followed these protests, the more I craved to discover what they meant to those who risked their lives to participate in them. I wanted to understand how the budding uprising was changing them, and how they were in turn changing the course of history. Given the perilous conditions inside Syria, I searched for stories among the millions who had fled the country. In summer 2012, I traveled to Jordan, where I spent 6 weeks interviewing any displaced Syrian I could.